Son, just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned? A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A manhunt underway across New York City. Police searching for the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on some clues.
Sources now say bullet casings recovered at the scene have writing on them, including the words deny, defend, and depose. But police overnight not identifying a motive for the attack. Thompson's widow telling NBC he had received threats, but saying she doesn't know the details. United Health is the largest private health insurer in the U.S. Among companies in the health insurance market, United Health ranks highest when it comes to the percentage of claims denied, nearly twice the industry average.
The 64-year-old grandma who disappeared while looking for her cat outside Pittsburgh is believed dead. Police think she fell into an abandoned mine, a 30-foot sinkhole. Two kindergartners in critical condition after being shot at their school in Northern California. The gunman had been at the school for a meeting with the administrators. He shot and killed himself afterwards. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with seven proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. January up 44 to 1908, February up 25 to 1906, March up 17 to 1915, April up 15 to 1891. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 3/4 to 160, 6 3/4, 40-pound blocks up 3 to 170, 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 254, 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 137, 15 trades on the day. Dry whey down 2 1/4 to 170 1/4, 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower as the traders held the market hostage until they see what will develop in this week's fed cash cattle and live cash cattle markets. Traders can't point to sales in the countryside and be concerned over lack of demand. Buyer demand has been very high, but they still want to see some of those higher cash markets. Hog markets also moved mostly lower. The market didn't receive any type of fundamental support to move mostly higher, and that helped to pressure the markets. A lot of technical selling as markets hit resistance levels. December live cattle down 10 cents to 188.37. January feeder cattle down 235 to 256.95. December hogs down 75 cents to 82.50. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn and soybeans mostly lower. Lack of fresh fundamental news to move the markets higher pressured corn and beans once again today, along with some technical selling as the markets have been at or near resistance levels. Wheat markets closed higher late in the session on some late session technical buying. December corn down 1 1/4 to 422, and September down 1 1/2 to 425 1/2. January beans down 8 to 983 3/4. Chicago wheat December up 1 1/4 to 538. Minneapolis wheat December down 0.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.73, January $3.76, new crop $3.69. Cash beans $9.04, January $9.09, February $9.05, new crop $9.11. At Big River Resources, cash corn $3.89 3/4, January $3.84 3/4, February $3.86 3/4, March $3.86 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.87, January $3.90, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.77 and new crop $3.79, cash beans $9.03, new crop $9.25. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.78 to new crop $3.79, cash beans $8.99, new crop $9.11. At Red Wing or at Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.98, April at $4.15, May $4.17, new crop $3.91, cash beans $9.59, April $9.69, May $9.72, new crop $9.42. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.77, new crop $3.71, cash beans $9.12, new crop $9.27. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 179 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 173, market cows 90 to 120, bulls 120 to 147, calves 190 to 910, beef steers 175 to 370, Holstein steers 130 to 310, sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 240 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 60 to 270, fed lambs 139 to 167, ewes 75 to 95. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside. Discover something remarkable and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Shop Dell Technologies Cyber Monday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Cyber Monday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon will be partly cloudy and cold, but not windy. Our high today around 18. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 28. And then we are back in the 40s by the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox. It ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? If it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how. But I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the guy.
hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know.
Casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie. So inviting, thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool at any honky tonk roadside pub. Well, I'm a member of the country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Moynihan from the Global Dairy Conference in Las Vegas. as we're here this week talking about global dairy issues, and we'll be having some interviews from the Global Dairy Conference coming up in future editions of the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. It's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Careful planning is needed for a successful 2025 crop season. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stressed about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Interest rates are starting to fall, which is a good thing for U.S. agriculture. David Winmar, an economist with Agricultural Economic Insights, says it'll take time to feel the effects of the drop.
We went from 3.5%, 4% farm level interest rates up to 7%, 7.5%. And now we're coming down from 7.5% to maybe 6.5%. We'll start to see some improvement, but we went up a lot and we've came down a little bit. The implications of interest rates will range from borrowing costs all the way to asset valuations. And so it's going to take time to work its way through this system. But yes, time is going to be important. A little bit of relief for 2025, but long term will be important to watch.
Looking ahead to 2025, are there any reasons to think economic conditions will improve?
Commodity prices, corn, soybeans, if you look at the Board of Trade, there's a little bit of an improvement. That could be helpful. Some inputs have come down a little bit, so there's going to be a little bit of budget improvement. And of course, optimism. We always turn the page and we're optimistic about the next year's crop. So I think that's going to be important to keep an eye on. But producers are going to have to ultimately do a lot of review of their financials over the winter, make solid plans in their budgets. But I think they're also going to need to really say, how am I going to cut some of those fixed overhead costs that I have in my operation? You know, is my family living in shape? Is all my machinery costs in shape? Are my debt payments in shape? There's time here, time to make some positions and course adjustments.
There's also a possibility of financial assistance coming from Congress during the lame duck session.
We haven't talked about this yet, but there could be some emergency funding coming out of Congress. So are we going to use that as a band-aid to cover up some of our wounds on our balance sheet? Or are we going to use it as an opportunity to really get things restructured and to set us up for success beyond 2025?
That's David Winmar of Agriculture Economic Insights. For more insight, just visit aei.ag. That's aei.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon will be partly cloudy and cold, but not windy. Our high today around 18. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 28. And then we are back in the 40s by the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. All by myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever, then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. Crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
Thank you. music on. This Christmas I'll be home with bells on.
I travel around this country, across the waters deep and wide. Made lots of friends and memories, brought joy to others' lives.
It's Christmas time again, another year has come and gone. And I can't keep from wondering how the old folks are at home. So I'll be home with bells on. I'll be home with bells on. Trim the tree and wrap the presents, turn the Christmas music on. It's Christmas, I'll be home with bells on.
And the kids are singing jingle bells around the Christmas lights.
As Daddy stokes the fire and Mama puts the turkey on, there ain't nothing gonna slow me down. This Christmas I'll be home, yeah. And I'll be home with bells on. I'll be home with bells on. Trim the tree and wrap the presents, turn the Christmas music on. This Christmas I'll be home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report as we are at the Global Dairy Conference this week. Coming up next hour, we'll have a check of that Ag Weather Forecast Dairy Radio Now and also our newsmaker segments as well. That's all coming up next hour. Time now, though, for Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. View the great lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. American consumers have been buying record amounts of dairy products over the last year. That's according to fresh data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. When we come back, I'll have more details about this surge in demand. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. According to a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 2023, per capita dairy consumption here in the United States climbed to 661 pounds per person. That's matching the all-time high set in 2021, and it's a rise of 7 pounds from last year. Butter consumption reached a record 6.5 pounds per person, while cheese consumption soared to 42.3 pounds. These numbers show growing preference for dairy as a staple in American diets, even as those same buyers drink less fluid milk year after year. Consumers are turning to dairy for its flavor, versatility, and high nutritional value, particularly for those searching for protein-rich diets. Products like butter and cheese fit well into low-carbohydrate eating plans, and they bring some tasty options to meals across the board. Now, the Class 3 milk market, which is primarily influenced by cheese production, has reflected these trends. Futures markets do suggest that prices could stabilize a little bit lower, which should create opportunities for cheese manufacturers and those dairy farmers who supply them. Strong exports have also helped boost demand, with U.S. cheese shipments seeing significant growth in key markets like South Korea and in Mexico. Experts see this demand surge as a boon for dairy farmers. Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, emphasized that consumers are recognizing dairy's affordability and nutritional benefits. Additionally, the data from USDA predicts a rebound in milk production in 2025, which could help meet the growing domestic and international appetite for dairy. However, rising input costs do remain a challenge for dairy producers. Feed, energy, and labor expenses continue to pressure profit margins, requiring those farmers to manage those operations carefully. Farmers and processors alike are watching weather patterns and global grain supplies, as those factors will be shaping next year's feed costs and milk production levels. I'll be back with more after this.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Yes, record high dairy consumption in the United States is a good sign for a dairy industry that's coming out of multiple years of tight margins and consolidation. As consumer trends continue to welcome more natural fats into their diets and high protein options, dairy should be well positioned to see more demand ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See the lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore, that's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore, though love's not hurt. Baby, it's our turn. We were always looking for true north, with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on, baby, drive south with the one you love.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden doesn't pull any punches about the possibility of a new farm bill coming out during the lame duck session of Congress.
Absolutely not. You're not going to see a farm bill at the end of the year, and you can thank Senator Stabenow for that. She was 2 years late getting the farm bill text to us. That's completely and wholly unacceptable from the Democrat-controlled Senate. Say what you want. Say that's political or not, but that's the truth. So Senator Stabenow was 2 years late getting us the text to the farm bill. And I say 2 years because they started working on the farm bill before I got elected to my first term of Congress. And we passed that farm bill last year. Is it a perfect bill? Absolutely not. Is it a great bill? It sure is. So you can lay that at the feet of the Democrat-controlled Senate, and that's just the truth.
However, that doesn't mean there won't be any assistance for farmers coming out of the session.
What we're going to try to do is there's a farm aid package that we need to get through and a disaster relief package we need to get through. And then we're looking at taking Title I and Title 11, so that's the commodities and the crop insurance, and attaching it to those bills. The reason being is that people are getting denied credit right now because they don't know if the money's going to be around there. And you know, you need to have farm insurance sitting there in case there is a huge event. The lenders want to know that they're going to be made whole if there's some event that's outside of the control of the farmer. So we're working on it. Take Title I commodities, so stabilize, get rid of that dairy cliff, and make sure that everybody understands that crop insurance is available so our farmers can get money lended to them.
That's Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. A Texas federal court has halted the implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act's beneficial ownership reporting requirements that included America's farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses. The court held that the CTA is likely unconstitutional, so it issued a preliminary injunction barring the government from enforcing the act and its reporting requirements against anyone. Before the ruling, small businesses that met certain criteria would have to file reports with the Treasury Department by January 1st or risk fines and criminal penalties. The preliminary relief will remain in effect until the conclusion of legal proceedings, at which point the court may enter a permanent injunction. In the meantime, the government is expected to appeal the preliminary injunction. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says unless and until an appellate court overrules or narrows the injunction, no businesses are obligated to comply with the reporting requirements. Congress enacted the CTA on January 1st of 2021. USDA's release of the 2024 farm sector income forecast shows lower income for U.S. farmers and ranchers. House Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman say the income update underscores what the Ag Committee Republicans in the House and Senate have been warning about for 2 years. America's farmers and ranchers are in serious trouble, and the outlook remains grim, they said in a statement. From 2023 to today, row crop producers alone have lost more than $50 billion and stand to lose even more next year. In a company letter released this week by the state of Minnesota, says Cargill will permanently terminate almost 500 employees in that state, which is home to the company's corporate headquarters. The terminations will begin on February 5th. Cargill recently announced it would cut approximately 5% of its overall staff after revenues took a hit in its most recent fiscal year, thanks to a big slump in crop prices. Tyson Foods announced the closure of its Kansas meat plant. Over 800 employees will lose their jobs in Emporia, Kansas, as the company closes its marinated proteins and ground beef plant. Farm Policy News says Tyson has notified the state of Kansas in a recent letter. After careful consideration, we made the difficult decision to close our beef and pork non-harvest processing facilities in Kansas to help increase our operational efficiency, said a Tyson spokesperson. They went on to say, we understand the difficulty that this presents. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America. Afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon will be partly cloudy and cold, but not windy. Our high today around 18. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, part of the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I mean, 8 degrees outside right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. Kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. Now ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road,
someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, grace us with their mercies in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Started way back in third grade, I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, crossed the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check